Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most important books that was given to the Church by Blessed Pope John Paul II was the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And every one of you should have this in your home. It'll help you to know what the Church really teaches. You know, sometimes in the media, the Church is often mocked because of its teachings. It'll say, oh, the Church teaches this or that, and kind of make the Church look almost embarrassed. But if you have the Catechism, you will know what the Church really teaches and why. And you will come to understand that what the Church teaches is beautiful. The Catechism is presented in 4 major parts. And this style of presenting the Catechism is actually an ancient style of presenting the true faith. It actually helps us to understand our relationship to what we believe. The first section is the Creed. And that's the profession of faith when we say, I believe in one God, and we say, I believe in the Lord Jesus, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Church, the resurrection of the dead, and so on. What we say on every Sunday Mass and big solemnities, the Creed. That's like the story of what God is all about, what he is doing. St. Augustine once said that the Creed is like a condensed version of what God is doing. It's like a short story, a short summary of God's plan of creation and redemption in Jesus Christ. Section 2 is the sacraments. The second section of the Catechism is about the sacraments. And this is the way that we, in our own lives, link up to what we profess in the Creed. So now our religion is no longer just something that is an intellectual set of propositions, but now it's something that touches my life in the sacraments, which begin with baptism. My life is taken up into what the Church teaches about God. Third section of the Catechism is on morality, or the Ten Commandments, and this is how you and I live what we believe. So here we see that what the Church teaches about the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is becoming more and more an important part of our lives. We have the Creed, which is like the story of salvation. The sacraments is now this story touches my life. I come up into this life. And then with morality, I now have a role to play. Day after day, I have to live what is professed in our creed. And then the fourth section is prayer. And prayer is how we grow in relationship to God himself, who is the author of this great story of salvation, this story which takes up our own lives. Prayer is how we enter into this relationship. And so we see that our religion, Catholic religion, which is true and comes from the Lord Jesus, really affects us personally. It's about our lives. In the Gospel that I just read from St. Luke's Gospel, we hear about prayer. And the disciples of Jesus ask him to teach them how to pray. And he gives them the prayer, the Our Father. The Our Father is a prayer we're very familiar with. Sometimes we almost rattle it off with automatically, and we don't really pay attention to what we're saying. It's good in this moment to really think about these words from the Our Father. They explain to us a lot about our relationship to God and our relationship to the things around us in this world. Think about this. Jesus is telling us right away to call God our Father. That means we have to see that God is the source of our life, that He cares for us, and that He loves us. Yes, that God loves you. You know, by calling God our Father, the statement, God loves you, doesn't simply remain a theological truth. It becomes something personal. God is my Father. He is your Father. When we are one with Jesus, God is our Father. Our life is from Him. He cares for us and He blesses us. He loves us very much. St. Thomas Aquinas, in one of his writings, talks about the prayer, the Our Father, and he goes through some of the parts of the prayer and teaches us what it means for us. He says the first thing that we learn from this prayer is what we should desire in life. The prayer begins with, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And St. Thomas Aquinas, who is a doctor of the church, tells us that one of the first things we should desire in life, above all, is the glory of God. That we should seek to worship Him, that we should want to live in a way pleasing to Him. You know, I've often thought that if we are true disciples of the Lord, that if we were put in the most dire circumstances in life, we should still be able to go on with hope, because our number one desire is God's kingdom, is to really live in friendship with Him. When we say, Thy kingdom come, that means we should desire eternal life in God's kingdom, in heaven. You know, people can become very dissatisfied with their lot in life. Oftentimes people look at others and feel bad about themselves. They say, oh, I wish I had this or had that. I wish I had this amount of money that this person has, or I wish my relationships were like what this person has. Well, we learn from the prayer of the Our Father that our number one desire should be to make it to heaven, to live a blessed life. That's what I should want to live. I don't need to live a popular life, a successful life, even a healthy life, a blessed one. You know, when you come to the end of your life, you've lost your health, right? But you don't have to lose your blessedness, your holiness. That is your relationship to the Lord. If we work at this, of desiring the kingdom of God as our number one desire in life, I feel that we will more easily put up with the difficulties we face in life. We'll realize that no matter how many hardships and sufferings and trials we have, we can still hold on to the kingdom of God within us. We do this by our holiness of life. Thy will be done. This means right away, if I say the Our Father, it means that my will is not number one, neither is yours. The will of God is number one. Think about what would happen if everybody on the earth had the priority to do their own will. Imagine if for all of us, the number one thing we had in life was to have our own wills done. Well, first of all, most of us would become frustrated because we cannot always have our will done. We would try to dominate other people. You know, you see this. People try to dominate people when they simply want their own will done and that's it. If you've ever had a boss in your workplace who simply wants his will done all the time, he tries to dominate you and oppress you. And oftentimes, he'll make unwise decisions. If everybody is focused on their own will, then that will lead to conflicts. And that's why the world is in the state that it's in. Thy will be done. We say that to God in this prayer of the Our Father. We are saying that there are times when we have to abandon our own wills. if my will is not done, it's not the end of the world. All I have to do is continue to seek God's will. This can be difficult for us when we face injustice, when it seems that people who are corrupt seem to thrive, while those who are just seem to be oppressed. But God's will is still done, and God's will is that of justice. There's an ancient saying, the mills of divine justice grind exceedingly slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. That means in God's will, there is ultimate justice. If in this life the just man is downtrodden, this could be you, and the corrupt man is exalted, well, we still have to trust in God's will. In eternity, justice will be brought about. Give us this day our daily bread. St. Thomas says this means we should simply desire the necessities of life. Now think about how this can help people. It would probably help people financially if they live this. They simply work for the necessities of life. There are people today who are in tremendous financial debt because they unreasonably bought things they had no need for and had no money for. And now they're in the hole financially. Then St. Thomas tells us that the prayer of the Our Father teaches what we should avoid or never want. We should never want evil and sin. We should never want those things or attitudes or behaviors which lead us away from God. Sin moves us away from eternal life. This is why we ask God to forgive us our sins. We have to keep the end in view. Are we really living the Our Father? Are we living as children of our Heavenly Father? We should want what God wants and never want what He does not want. Dear brothers and sisters, we should be a people of prayer and the people of our Heavenly Father. When we say this prayer often in our lives, let us live what we pray. Let us go on with great confidence in our Heavenly Father and grow in relationship to Him by our prayer. He is the source of our life. He cares for us, and He loves us greatly. God bless you.